So we'll try to deal with the Hagdar of Mochik today. Not that much in terms of the Gemara itself. The Mishnah, Nine Yilam and Aleph, part of one of the Thin Melachos, says the Hamochik Amnaslot of Shtei Osios is the Melacha. So race Amnaslot of Shtei Osios. So we have the other Melachos, there are other Melachos which also have Amnas. In the Mishnah of Hakori Amanas Litzvor, and the Gemara also includes other ones. So the Mishnah says Hamochik Amanas Litzvor Shtei Osios. So then the big question is, well, why do we need Amanas Litzvor Beis Osios? The Malacha is about racing. The Malacha is about racing. You just have to race. So why is there a need of Amanas Litzvor Shtei Osios? So that's something that we'll have to deal with. The Gemara is a nine hand Beis when it discusses Mochik. Where it says Tana Rabbanan, because of Us Achas Gadol, Aviyish Mekoma Lift of Shtaim Pater. If you write one letter, one big letter, with enough room that it constitutes two smaller letters, you're Pater, because the Malach of Kosev is specifically to write two letters, unless it's Lahash and Bosefer or any of the other exceptions that we've discussed in the past. Malchok Us Gadola, however, if you erase a big letter, Aviyish Mekoma Lift of Shtaim Chayev, and there's enough room in it to write two letters, then you're chayav. Remember, Amar Rav Menachem Rav Yosi, v'zeh chumra v'mochik mi v'kosev. So this is a chumra of mochik beyond kosev, that if you erase one big letter with enough room to write two letters, so then you are chayav. So why is this? Rashi explains, mochok us achas chayav, she'ein melechas mechikuch hashuva, erasing alone is not chashuv, ela al menas lechtov. The whole purpose seems to be the gezer, the malacha of mochik, is specifically so that you write. So it doesn't even make a difference what you're erasing, how much you're erasing. Whether you erase one letter or two letters, what we care about is the space now that we have in order to write two letters. It doesn't make a difference how much you are erasing. For Bahareish Makom L'Shtei Osios, Rashi says, in the end of the day, if you have space to write two letters, so then so it seems from Rashi, and we've also seen the Tosfos of Rashi, he says like this. But the reason why the Mishnah says the Mochik Amnas Lichtov of Beis Osios is because that is the entire gather of the Malacha. The Malacha is about being, about erasing in order to specifically write two letters. You have to then write those two letters specifically. And we don't care about what exactly you're erasing. So we'll see that the Tosfos of Rashi and the Rush, they say like Rashi, and I hand of these. Dibra Masfil is in Tosh Rush, Mochak Us Achas Kedola. He says, Tmili, Mochak Al Manaslech of Mishkon Hechon Hava. Al Fom Kosu Talos Al Kvashim, they sometimes make mistakes when they're writing on the Kvashim, Chesur Chol Limchok, Tosh of Osios Acheres Mim Koman, Vim Kosu Talos Al Shtehem, Im Kein Lo Lechayv, Al Im Kein Mochak Shtoy Osios. Vim Lo Kosu, he basically, in his question, he asks, I understand, what do they do in the Mishkan? If they only erase two letters, so then you should be chayiv whenever you erase two letters. If they only erase one letter, so then you should be chayiv only if they erase one letter. Why is there this necessity of amanachot of Beis Osios? It should just depend on whatever happened in the Mishkan, whatever they erase in the Mishkan, so then that should be the gezer of the Malacha. So it seems like in the Hadmina that it's purely based on just erasing, that whatever they erase in the Mishkan, so then that's the shear for the Malacha of erasing. So in the answer, he says, no, it's not based on erasing alone. He says, V'yishlomar, Kevin demochik l'machayiv ella amanas l'chtov, en l'hachmer bo tfei mikosei, hilkoch l'machayiv l'm ken yesh mimkoma l'chtov shtayim. He seems to be saying in his answer that the whole purpose of erasing is as a hachana for kosei. The real gather of erasing is not just purely erasing for erasing's sake, but it's so that it's preparing to write. It's different when it comes to writing, so then we have to go back to the Malacha of Kosev to figure out what's the shear for writing. So the shear for writing is two osios. So that's why you're chayav if you erase, even if you erase an os gedola, you're chayav for that, as long as you have space to write two letters. Because it's just about preparing for Kosev, and the shear for Kosev is two letters. So that's what we care about. So why do you have to erase one letter? miuchad b'mochet kos achas ki l'famim lo yukosim toos ki mal kerish echad. So he says, okay, fine, that's with regards to the totzah of the melacha. With regards to the totzah of the melacha, you have to, in the end of the day, have enough space to write two letters. So in the next line, I think what he's dealing with is that independent of the totzah of the melacha, you always have two aspects of the melacha. You have, what's the totzah, what do you need as the end result? And then just within the maisa of melacha, what action do you have to perform in order to be chayev? So he's saying that in order to be chayev, just like in the Mishkan, sometimes they would erase one letter. So in terms of the maisa ha-malacha, it suffices if you just erase one letter. So you could erase one letter, you could chayev just for one letter, as long as, in terms of the totzah of the malacha, you have now created enough space so that you have the potential to write two letters. You have to write two letters because that's what's chashuv in terms of kosev, and that's the totzah of the malacha. So you have the totzah of the malacha of writing two letters, and then independent of that, you also have to perform the maisa ha-malacha, and that's Doma l'mishkan. Just like in the Mishkan, sometimes they would erase one letter. The maisa was of erasing was done just to one letter. And so too, in order to be chayev for mochek, one has to erase one letter. That's what the Rush says in the Tosas Rush. So the maisa malacha is just about erasing one letter. And the totzah of the malacha is that you have to create enough space in order to write two letters. And that's how we define the malacha. The malacha is about preparing in order to write two letters. In the Rush himself, that's what he assumes in the Hamin, in the Rush himself, in Simon Tess. And then he quotes the Tosefta, which says that you're chayv even if you just erase ink. If you just have ink, which is splattered on the page, if you just erase that to prepare yourself to write two letters, you'll be chayv for that as well. So I think the whole give and take in the Rush in Simon Tess, if you look at it inside, the whole give and take there is purely on the Maisa Malacha, with regards to the Maisa Malacha. Does the Maisa Malacha have to parallel what happened in the Mishkan? Or is it just the Totzah Malacha which has to parallel what happened in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, why did they erase? They erased so that they could rewrite. And once it's about rewriting, so you have to rewrite something which is Chashuv, which we know from Kosev is two letters. But does the Maisa Malacha also have to reflect what happened in the Mishkan? Because in the Mishkan, they erased one letter. So do you also have to erase one letter? Or is it just, does it just suffice to erase a non-letter? If it's just ink which is splattered on the page, so then as long as I erase and create enough space in order to write two letters, I'll be chayav for that. And that's how he assumes, based on the Tosefta, that I don't even have to erase a letter. As long as I just erase a certain area where I could not have written beforehand, through erasing, I now have the ability to write two letters, so then I'm chayav for that. So that's how he holds in the end, based on the Tosefta, that the Maisa Malacha is not Doma L'Mishkan. It's not parallel to the Mishkan, only the Totzah the Malacha is parallel to the Mishkan. The Totzah of the Malacha is just like in the Mishkan, they would erase in order as the Hakana to write. So too over here, we have to have a Hakana to write. Even though in the Mishkan, they would sometimes erase and just rewrite one letter, but the point is that we know from the Malacha of Kosev that a Chashuv Ksiva is only if you write two letters, in most cases. So too over here, with Mochek, you have to erase to have enough space in order to create a Chashuv Ksiva, which would be to write two letters.
Wasn't he madame, the erasing of a tishtush is similar to Mishkan also, because he said that a mistake is as if it's not even a letter. Like a mistake on one of the krushim is if it's
the rest
not even
of that?
Yeah. Because it's the commander lisa dummy?
It's the commander lisa dummy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. I remember that your lover said that. But the
still
rest
be madame to the Mishkan also.
Okay. So he is madame to the Mishkan. I apologize. So he is madame to the Mishkan, and so he says that by the Mishkan, when they had to change a letter, that's equivalent to Tishtush. So just having ink there. Okay, thank you. So that is also Domel Mishkan. I guess in the Tosas Arash, you'd have to say that a letter which was a mistake is still viewed as a letter. Because in the Tosas Arash, and in the Hamina of the Rush, what's the Hamina of the Rush in the Hamina in Siman Test, you'd have to assume that a mistaken letter is still viewed as a letter. So you have to, there's a difference between a mistaken letter and just ink, which is splattered on the paper. That's what you have to assume in the Havina. It's still a letter. It happens to be not the letter that I wanted, but it's still a letter, and I would have to erase the letter. And the Maskana, you would say that no, mistaken letter is just, I don't want it there at all, so it's equivalent to just ink being on the paper. Thank you. If you look at the Ran, just from the very beginning of the Ran says, Perish. Vishm Komolik Kadeh Lithlifstein, Perish. When When I erase one letter in order to write two letters, I'm chayev. So for the rush, I understand. The reason why I'm chayev is because the whole thing is just to prepare for kosev. As long as I prepare for kosev by having creating enough space to write two letters, I'm chayev. The Ran says, "Perish mishum dehavalek kemochik shtei osios." I don't know. If I were the rush, I wouldn't have that line. I wouldn't say "perish mishum dehavalek kemochik shtei osios." I would say that I just need enough space in order to write two letters, and that's why I'm chayev. I wouldn't say that the reason why I'm chayev when I erase a big letter and now I created space enough for two letters, it's as if I erased two letters. It's not as if, for the rush, it's not as if I erased two letters, it's that I don't care how much I erase. It's all about what will I in the future write? How much space do I have in order to write? So just from the very first line, for the Ran, it seems that he has a different understanding as to what mochik is than for the rush, because I wouldn't write the havalekim mochik shtei osios. I don't care about how much I erase. It's just purely based on how much I have now in order to write, how much space I've created in order to write in the future. So I wouldn't write, if I were the rush, I wouldn't write mishum the havalekim mochik shtei osios. I would write because now I have potential to write. So for the run, it seems like for him, the gezel mocha is purely about erasing. Mochik is about erasing. No, the tutsah is that I haven't erased. I've erased a letter. I've erased.
The Ran would hold it more of like a maisa, as opposed to the Ran rush to hold the tutsah.
I would just say the tutsah. There's two different tutsahs. For the rush, the tutsah is that it's hachana for kosev, and for the Ran, I would say it's just erasing for the sake of erasing. That you're erasing. The Minchas Chinuch has already medayik this in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like this. The Rambam, in Yud Aleph Tes, says, Hamochik Savam Nasalto V'makom Hamochik Shtei Osios Chayiv. If you erase in order to write two letters, you're Chayiv. And then later on, he goes on to say, Hakosev Hamochik Amanasal Lekalkal Pater. One who erases in order to be Mekalkal's Pater. So the medayik in the Rambam, Minchas Chinuch is also medayik this in the Rambam. If the purpose of erasing is always in order, like the rush, in order to then write, I would not write Hamochik Amanas Lekalkos Pater. That's obviously Pater. I would write that anytime you erase, if it's not in order for specifically for writing, you're Pater. If the whole purpose, according to Rush, of Mechika is purely for writing, to then go ahead and write, so then I would just say anytime you're not writing in order to write, you're Pater. Why would you use the language Hamochik Almanas lekalkal is putter. So Minchas Chinuch explains to the Rambam that the reason why in the Mishnah the whole Gezel Mocha is mochek almanas lichtov beiz osios is just to create a scenario where it's a tikkun. When do I have a tikkun for mochek almanas from mechika erasing itself as a kelkol, the mocha of a kelkol? It's a tikkun if it's a mechika almanas lichtov. But really, the Gezel Mocha is purely to erase. There's a problem here, that whenever I erase, it's a kokol. So I need to make it amanas l'takin. What's the way to make it amanas l'takin? It's through writing. So according to the Rosh, no, the whole gather is erasing in order so that I have space to write. But it's really all about hachana lichto. It's all about creating the possibility to then write. According to the Ran and according to the Rambam, the gather of the Molacha is to erase for the sake of erasing. It's just to have an area which is erased. You have erased letters. But whenever I erase, that's a kokol. And kokol is not chayev. You're not chayev when you're a kalkol. So you need to have it on manas lichto so that it's a tikkun. But it's also more than that. It's more than just the fact that amanas lichto is a tikkun, because then the Mishnah could have said amanas l'takin. So it's going to be one more step. The Ran goes on to explain that if whenever I erase one big letter, so I have to create two, if I have enough space to create two letters, so then I'm chayiv. And he says, but that erasing in order to create two letters has to be similar to the font of that which I was erasing, to the size of that which I was erasing. It has to be somewhat similar. It can't just be like totally different. It can't be that I'm erasing a medium-sized letter and then I could fit in two very small letters in there. It has to relate to that which I was erasing. But if in the end result I have the potential to write two letters that are similar, so then I'm chayav. So if the whole gedder l'macha is about erasing, so then why do I care about the size of that which the potential that I have to write? Why do I care about that? If the whole malacha is about erasing, so how do you understand the whole Gemara? The Gemara says, if I erase one big letter in order to write two letters, so then I'm chayav. Why? But if it's purely about erasing, so if the gedder l'macha is to erase two letters, so then I should erase two letters, not just one letter. Right? According to the Rambam and the Ran, the whole gedder l'macha is about erasing. So then why should you be chayav for erasing one big letter? What's the gedder l'macha? Is it to erase one letter, or is it to erase two letters? If it's to erase one letter, I should be chayav even if it's not in order to write two letters. And if it's about erasing two letters, so then I should be putter in a case where I just erase one big letter.
Well, we just said that according to the whole thing by Rambam was that it was erasing in order to write.
Only because that creates a tikkun.
Yeah.
But erasing itself, so what's the, but it's purely about erasing. It just happens to be that you need to have an external factor, they need to have a tikkun. So when I'm erasing, what's the malacha? Is the malacha to erase one letter, or is the malacha to erase two letters?
No, I'm saying, but...
So what's the malacha?
He has it here as a tikkun for writing.
Who has it? No, for the Rambam will hold, even if it's not for writing, as long as you have any tikkun, you'll be chayav.
So then you're saying that the act has to be erasing, or defining erasing as a sort of tikkun.
Whenever erasing would act as a tikkun, you would be chayav.
Right.
But now I'm asking, in the case of the Gemara, you're chayav if you erase one letter in order to write two letters. You can put in two letters in that one letter. So the question is, memanosha. Erasing is the chiyuv. So if the iser is to erase two letters, so then when I erase one letter with enough space to fill in two letters, why am I chayav? In the end, I have to erase two letters. It's not about halchana for kosev. It's purely about erasing. So if erasing, I have to erase two letters, so then I should be putter in that case. And if erasing is about erasing one letter, so then even if I erase one letter where it just has enough room to write one letter, I should be chayav. People get that on the question? So I think that's sort of what the Ron's dealing with. And I think to answer that question, the answer is that you have to erase two letters. That's what the answer is. You have to erase two letters. But it's the space of two letters. You have to erase the space of two letters. Just because you have one big letter there, which constitutes two Beninus letters, they're two normal letters, so maybe I view that as erasing two letters. Just because there was a letter there to begin with, who said that that's not viewed as erasing two letters? I have to erase two letters, and that's what the Gedder L'Malacha is, to erase two letters. But there's only one letter written there. But it's the space of two letters. So maybe that's viewed as that's equivalent to erasing two letters. That's like erasing two letters. What I'm trying to say is that erasing is not just about erasing two letters. It's about erasing the space of two letters. Two letters worth. Exactly.
It has to fit both those categories, or if you have like two tiny letters, erase them, and you can put one large letter there, or one normal size letter there.
So if you have two small letters there,
and you erase them, replacing them with one normal size letter? Or what if you can't replace them with one normal size letter?
So then that's not a tikkun. That wouldn't be a tikkun. Unless we're talking about writing two small letters. But the size might depend on the situation. And it all might be different for each situation. But if you have one big letter, so if it makes sense, this is what the Ron's saying, it makes sense to then fill it in with normal size letters within that big letter, so then it's now defined as the space of two letters. If you previously had there two small letters, so now that space is defined as a space of two letters. So everything depends. It's not, to define a space of two letters is pretty arbitrary. It depends on how big it is. That's what the Ron is discussing. So it all depends on the scenario. It depends on how big and how small those letters were beforehand. So that will impact what the space is. But in the end of the day, you have to, the Gedder L'Malacha is to erase a space of two letters. Now we have this machlokes between the Rambam on the Ran on the one hand and the Rush on the other hand, and Rashi. According to Rush and Rashi, the malacha of mocheik is amanas lichtov. That is specifically there to prepare you to write. You have to create a certain, you have to erase a certain area, so it's a hachana for writing. According to the Rambam on the Ran, it's not about preparing to write, but it's just purely about erasing a certain area, or erasing an area of two letters. You don't have to erase two letters, but it's just an area of two letters. But the Rambam points out that it also has to be a tikkun, because erasing itself is a kokol. You need to have a tikkun. And how do we know that you have to erase an area of two letters? Because that's what the Mishnah is saying by Amanas List of Bez Osios. Amanas List of Bez Osios in the Mishnah is telling you that how much you have to erase? You have to erase the area of two letters. That's where the round and the round get it from. So, this Machlokas will lead to a bunch of Nafkaminas. If you saw the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha in Shin Mem Gimel Divrei Ma'aseh HaMochei quotes from the Prima Gadim, a case where it's a tikkun, but it's not amanas lichtov. So let's say you owe somebody money, and you wrote a shtar for it, and now you have to pay them back. You paid them back. So now the shtar is meaningless. So you now want to erase this shtar, which says that you owe them money. So erasing this is a tikkun. Erasing alone is a tikkun, because you want it to be erased for the sake of it being erased. But it's not amanas lichtov. You don't want to write anything on top of it. You want to get rid of it. You want to erase it completely. Or rip it up. Essentially, that's what you're doing. You rip up that document. You shred that document, so now you've erased, but you have no potential to write. The Prima Gadim there, the Bir Halacha there, say that you're chayav. That you are... Bir Halacha there says... That you're chayav. That you're chayav.
This question would apply to all kilkul in general. All acts that are usually a kilkul, but in this case are being used with the dakin, would be the same question.
What do you mean? If the tikkun in this situation, so then it's viewed as a tikkun, it's not viewed as a kilkul.
I mean, this is a question not just regarding tikkun per se, but really any halacha that's normally
kilkul. Yeah, for each malacha you have to know, like korei amanas litzvah. So it's also a discussion there. Is it that amanas litzvah is just turning into tikkun, or is it that no, that's part of the gezer on malacha? For all these malachas, so sa amanas litzvah notes. It's also there are all discussions within all these malachas that it's the action itself is viewed as a kokol. So when we need that amanas, is that amanas part of the definition of the malacha, or is it just to create a tikkun situation?
We differentiate between the malachas with regards to this question.
Like, are some malachas one way and some malachas the other? Yes, yes. So he quotes from the Prima Gadim. That you be chayav. So that seems to be going like the Rambam and the Ran. As long as you have some sort of tikkun there, so then you're chayav. But according to the Rush, that it's about hachana for kosev, so you have no intention to write. If you have no intention to write, so then you should be pater. The Sfas Emes, he has two questions. In his first tarathian, he discusses, let's say you erase the area of two letters in order to write one letter. Is it that you have to have in mind to write two letters? Does it suffice to just have in mind to write one letter? So he leaves up, and he leaves it at the Tzaratheim. So if you say like the Rambam and the Ran, that it's just about creating a tikkun, so then one letter should suffice as a tikkun. I created a tikkun through one letter, perhaps. You could make such a claim. But if it's specifically about hachana for kosev, so it's specifically hachana of a chashuv ksiva, of the malach of kosev, so then you would have to write two letters. So that would be a second argument. A third case would be the case that we'll probably discuss tomorrow, which is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, in terms of cutting a cake. So you cut a cake so that you can eat it. So that you don't have intention to rewrite on that cake, but it is a form of a tikkun. You're cutting the cake in order to have that slice, so that it's like proportionate to your plate, whatever it is. So that's a tikkun. That nechik is a tikkun. So the question is that an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan? Because you do not have intention to write. The Prima Gadim and the Bir Halacha, they take the side like the Rambam. They pass in like the Rambam and the Ran. And one of their rayas, perhaps their biggest raya, is the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, "Hamochik amenas l'take in your chayev." That seems pretty clear. Hamochik amenas l'take in your chayev. That seems to say that as long as it's any tikkun, even if it's not just for the purpose of writing, so then you're chayev. So that seems to be a pretty clear raya against the rush. So the Nishmas Adam, I forgot to quote it, it's good I have to say, the Nishmas Adam in Lamas Tes Aleph tries to defend the rush. How's he going to explain for the pricing? So the Nishmas Adam gives two answers. I just wanted to focus on the first answer. So the Nishmas Adam explains that according to the rush, it's specifically about writing. But if you were to perform a different tikkun, that would fall under malacha shein shrus al gufa. What's the gather of the malacha according to the Rosh? It's about erasing in order to have enough area to then write. You specifically need to write. That's the gather of the malacha. But let's say I erase not for the purpose of writing, but I erase for a different purpose. So that falls under malacha shein shrus al gufa. That's what the Rosh says. But this is what the Nishmas Adam says to defend the Rosh. And when the Tosefta says, Hamochik amenas l'takin chayav, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that holds the malacha shein shrich legufa is chayiv. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds the malacha shein shrich legufa, there's no heter for it. It's not mutter. Malacha shein shrich legufa, if I do a malacha, not for its intended purpose. According to the Rush, the whole guy of the malacha is specifically in order to prepare you for writing. If I did a malacha, not for writing, that's called malacha shein shrich legufa, which is subject... It's subject to dispute whether that's Asr Midiraisa or Mutter Midiraisa. So the way the Rush is going to explain the Tosefta, which says, Hamocha Amnas Takin, if I erase for some other purpose, not for writing, for some other purpose, why am I Chayav? Because there's an opinion out there, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mlocha Shein Shricha Legufa is Chayav. So he goes on to explain that the Rambam cannot have explained like this. Because the Rambam holds, he paskins, that Malacha Shein Shrich Legufa is Chayav. Hold on. Fine, so that's how he explains it for the Rush. That the Braisa holds that Malacha Shein Shrich Legufa is Chayav within that Braisa, but really the Gadol Malacha is Mochik in order to then write. So I just wanted to point out, the Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Beis, I didn't have this in the Marvel Tomos either. Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Beis, Dibur Masel V'Tzarech Eitzim. He's discussing a totally different sugya, so I don't want to get into it. But you can look at it on your own. Dibur Masel V'Tzarech Eitzim on Ayin Gimel Beis, he says that even though there's a concept of Malacha Shein Shrich Legufa, where you do Malacha for a different reason, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're Chayev, he says that there's some Malachos where the reason itself is so integral to the malacha that if you did it for a different reason, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're pater. There's a concept of malacha shein shrich legufa, which is subject to dispute whether if you do a malacha for a different reason, it's a question whether you're chayav or not. And then there are certain malachas where if you do it for a different reason, it's so different from the actual malacha that we'll say that even Rabbi Yehuda will hold that you're pater. It's just totally different. But you need to have it specifically for the purpose of that malacha. And one of the examples that the Tosis gives is Kosev, is Mochek Amanas Lichtov. The Kosev Amanas Lichtov, that Ksiva is so integral to the Malacha of Mochek, that even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're Patur. Right? So you have this, so according to Tosis then, you wouldn't have a way to defend the Tosefta, but what will come out is that according to the Nishmas Adam, the Rush would explain that Kosev Mochek Amanas Lichtov is the Gezer of Malacha, but it's possible to perform it for a different reason. But according to Tosos, Mochek Amanas Lichtov is so integral to the Malacha that you have to do it that way specifically, and if you do it in a different way, even Rabbi Yehuda, who was Malacha Shein Shrich Legufa in general, is Chayev, if you were to do it a different way, he would hold that you're Pater. Fine. But in the end of the day, you have this machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam, and the Ram. Whether the definition of mochik is just purely to erase, or whether it is in order, specifically a hachana, to write. So I just wanted to get to halach l'maisa, and then we'll continue this. I wasn't able to finish this, but then we'll continue the rest tomorrow. So we saw from the Bir Halacha Prima Gadim, just from the case alone, that they pass in like the Rambam and the Ran. As long as it's for some sort of tikkun, then you are chayav. In the Har Tzvi, in the Tel Harim, he has a piece just on Shabbos issues. He's a Ritu Pesach friend. So he discusses the following case. He discusses a case that it was common to smoke on Yantar. Doesn't have to smoke on Yantar. In his day. He says sometimes when you smoke, so that there are letters on the cigarette, so as you smoke, you're erasing the letters. So, okay, fine. So even if you have a heter to smoke for official purposes, but how could you erase the letters? That's not part of the actual smoking. So what heter is there to erase the letters? So that should be also, you're erasing the letters.
No, but you're not erasing it or it's right again. It's just going over.
Ah, that's what the whole discussion is. So if you don't, if mochek amnas lichtov, even if you hold it together is amnas lichtov, if you have for a different reason, so then that's still an issa d'rabbanan. Even for the rush, that should still be an issa d'rabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's completely mutter. Because in this case, not only is it not amnas lichtov, but it's getting rid of the entire background completely. It's not even, you're not even creating any potential whatsoever to write. It's not just that your intention is not to write, but you have undone any potential to write. Even if you want to write, you can't write. Because you have undone, you've erased the entire background. You've destroyed it completely. So there, it's not even just Shalom and Aslito, but you have destroyed the entire background for any potential whatsoever to write. So that's completely mutter. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. I think in order to have such a svara, you'd say that you have to say that Rav Shlomo Zalman is going like the Rush. If you held that Molchik is specifically to race for any tikkun whatsoever, then what do I care about the background? Who cares about the background? And if there's no background there, so that makes things, it makes it mutter, well, what difference does it make? But if you hold like the Rush, that it's specifically to write, so okay, fine, so then I can have such a svara that if I remove the background completely, there's absolutely no potential to write. Even if I were to want to write, I can't write. So then it's mutter. So then I understand where Shlomo Zalman is coming from. So it seems to be that Shlomo Zalman paskins, like the Rush, that the guys of Malacha specifically erasing in order to prepare to write. The Tel Harim argues on Shlomo Zalman.
Well, why do you have to say that? It could be that there's just no teeth in there at all.
Fine, but then it's still being Issa D'Rabbanan. But the fact that there's no background there then makes it mutter legamri. What's the difference whether there's a background there or not? The Gezel Malacha is just to erase. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but if you get rid of the entire background, so then it's Mutzah Legamri. But if the whole Gezel Malacha is just purely to erase, it's just you need a tikkun in order to be also deraisa, so then who cares? Yeah, it should be Nesu Derabbanan. It's Kokol. It's Nesu Derabbanan. So we'll get to the... I'm out of time here, but we'll get to the answer to Tel Harim tomorrow. So if you haven't finished the source sheet, so then we'll probably continue with some of the Maimonides on this... Search you tomorrow.